Okay, sorry about that. So hi, my name is Skyler. So I'm a developer of a new hardware description language called Chisel, and also related to a thing called Fertile. But what I'm going to be talking about today is about how to build accelerators for the accelerator socket that Luca was just talking about for ESP, but about trying to use like all the power of like software engineering to make it like dead simple for people to build accelerators. Okay, so this is sort of like a classic like academic slide that's basically just saying that accelerators are important because we're in this sort of end of Moore's Law era. And so one thing you can always do to get a lot more performance is go and build accelerators. However, with sort of one caveat from like a pretty cool paper that was just saying that the big benefits you get from accelerators are sort of one time. It's not about like iterating on the, oh right, we got Dave Wenceslaff in the room. So basically just saying that like, hey, if you want to build an accelerator, you're probably going to get a big benefit going from CPU to accelerator. Thanks, Palmer. But after that, so basically just the design is important. You want to make it easy for people to build accelerators and do it fast. Okay. So, but usually I like to think about things in terms of like type hierarchies. So really what we're concerned with at this point are loosely coupled accelerators, as opposed to tightly coupled accelerators. So something like SIMD instructions you might add to a processor. This is like something that's like a fixed function accelerator, something that you would think about.